Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm chatting with Janice Bay, owner of Gigi the Neighbor Cupcakery. Janice turned her dream into a reality when she opened her own cupcake shop in Burlington in early 2019. Because of the demands of opening a new business, Janice continues to work a full-time job while running the bakery as a second full-time job. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Janice.
Thanks for having me.
Like I said, you have two full-time jobs. What made you decide to forge ahead and open the bakery?
As a kid, I always baked. I baked cupcakes for my family when they would come over. I baked with my mom. As I got older, I just started to think about working for corporate America. I worked there 5 years before I opened my bakery, and I really wanted to do something for myself. I saved up and I had the opportunity because Burlington really needed something different. There it was. It was right there in my face. And I was like, why not do it?
So other than, you know, growing up baking with your mom and your family, what makes you so passionate about your business?
One thing I always tell people is your business is your baby. So I don't have kids. I don't, you know, I have a boyfriend. He works with me and definitely helps me, but that's my baby. Every day I wake up and I think, what can I do to push my business along? Not to mention, I went to Durham School of Arts and I was there from 6th to 12th grade. So art is in my blood. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to Johnson & Wales. I got in, got a scholarship, but I still didn't have enough money to pay for it. So I ended up going to school for business. And so I kind of found my passion again years later. But it's really the idea of being able to create in my shop. I can create whatever I want. And it puts a smile on people's faces.
Yeah, food and cupcakes and cakes and dessert make people feel good.
Exactly. You know, like you can be having a bad day, but you go get a cupcake, your day has completely turned around.
Totally. One of my favorite memories from getting married was my cupcake tasting with my best friend. And we still think back like, oh, can we plan a fake wedding so that we can have another cupcake tasting?
Yes.
And just bring you happiness.
For sure.
And joy. What advice would you give to someone who wants to take their passion and turn it into a business?
I would say take the leap. A lot of times we compare ourselves to other people, maybe big box brands, mm-hmm. or, you know, well-known people, and you think, I can never do that. I would say with a lot of planning, getting a mentor in that field, you can do anything.
Well, if you are still shopping for the perfect Valentine's Day gift, trust me, you cannot go wrong with cupcakes. You can read more about Janice online at ggtheneighbor.com or search on Instagram and Facebook, Gigi the Neighbor. Thanks for joining me this week, Janice.
Thanks for having me.
Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.